Hey, Think Realty Nation. Thanks so much for joining us on the podcast today. It's always my privilege to be the host. I'm the founder of Think Realty, founded it in 2013, and I still jump on the podcast because I love interviewing great people just for you. So we've got a great interview today. But before that, let me say thank you to our podcast sponsor. Today's episode is sponsored by CV3 Financial Services. When you're taking on a new real estate investment project, having a trusted lender is key. Count on CV3 for your fix and flip, rental, cash out, or rate and term refi needs. Visit CV3Financial.com and also put on there /ThinkRealty so they can see that we're driving you to their product and you can be a good partner with us as we're a good partner to them. Our special guest today is Greg Slaughter. Greg's been with us. He's one of our resident experts. He's been with us lots of times on the podcast. Greg, thanks so much for joining us today.
Always a pleasure to be here.
Yeah. I always go down the route of property management, buy and hold with you because that really has been your past life. But I think what a lot of people don't realize is on the podcast, maybe if they don't know you, they haven't met you, they haven't heard you speak at our conferences, that really before you got into real estate, which is what you're kind of known for in our circle, you were actually known more as the systems guy because you did so much for McDonald's corporate. And I know kind of in your later years, you know, kind of post real estate or at least, you know, on the heels of real estate, you've really embraced systemizing your life, but more for the purpose of helping others systemize their life. You just came out with a big announcement recently about a new project and thing that you're working on. Do you mind just kind of like talking us through what that project is, what it's you know going to do for people that join?
Oh, absolutely. So the announcement that I made was I just opened up the academy. I just launched it. It's the Strive to Thrive Academy. Super proud. I've literally been working on this behind the scenes. Nobody even knew about this. Mm-hmm. Even you've known me for 10 years. You didn't even know I was working on this. Yeah. So this has been my passion. I've just been ready. I've just been having to get it ready and get everything out there so I can launch it and help people. What it's designed to do is to help entrepreneurs master the skills, the strategies, and the systems to be able to thrive without sacrifice. So one of the things that I'm very proud of doing, and unfortunately because I had to go through this experience, is, and you know that we lost everything and had to start over back in 2010 and file for bankruptcy. And at that time, I realized I'd spent 27 years to get up to that point, and I was always a high achiever. I was one of those, just like a lot of entrepreneurs, you know, you set the goals, you have the why behind them, and then you start chasing those goals, you get close to those goals, and you set new goals, and you chase. And for 27 years, I did that, and then when I lost everything, I found myself sitting in the office trying to figure out, how did I get here? Right. I spent my whole life to create this life. Mm-hmm. This utopia life, and now I'm dead broke. But then when I was honest with myself, I had to also realize that my relationship was not good. I was in an unhealthy marriage. Yeah. I didn't really have a lot of friends. I had no friends. I had no relationship with my parents. And it was a real eye-opening that I'd spent 27 years to get there, and I really had nothing. It was like I was starting over.
And what you're pursuing all of those things to give you better relationship, right? To give
exactly.
you all the things that you didn't have now because you're pursuing it, you didn't have those either.
Right. Yeah. Well, you get this illusion, at least I had, and I think a lot of entrepreneurs do, and entrepreneurs, is that you're chasing this dream, and then when you get there that's when you get everything, right? It's going to be great.
Yeah, yeah.
That's kind of the idea, and you don't realize that you already have a lot of things there. And so as I was sitting there, I realized that I can't do that again. If I got to start over, I'm not doing the same thing again. So I really set out on this journey as like how, and that day in that office, I set some real goals. Like I'm going to fix my marriage. I'm still going to achieve financial freedom, but at the same time, I'm going to fix my marriage. I'm going to travel the world. I'm going to go through all 7 continents and do a road trip through all 50 states. I'm going to develop a relationship with my parents. I set a bunch of goals, and I didn't know how I was going to do this, but I knew I wanted to and I needed to do that.
Yeah.
So then the first thing I wanted to do was see if I can find somebody that had already done that, because then I could just copy it.
Sure.
It was extremely almost impossible to find someone to do that because everybody was doing the same thing I was doing.
100%. And I talked to so many Think Realty listeners and viewers, and that's the same pursuit they're on, right? It's like they're trying so hard, and they'll give themselves 15, 16 hours a day to achieve their goals, to hopefully one day get to a place where they can have all this money to then go spend all their money to achieve the goals, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
You're in this loop. Yeah. I call it the E-loop, the entrepreneur's loop. You're in this loop, and it's almost like a drug.
Yeah.
It just, you get addicted to the accomplishments. It's like onto the next, onto the next, onto the next. And you just go, 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 go. And the only reason you get off that loop is, you know, something drastic has to happen. Thankfully for me, that happened to me. Yeah. At the time, it was awful, but right now I look back and it was the best thing that ever could have happened to me. So since I couldn't find anybody that I could really emulate and copy, I was like, you know, I'm going to have to figure this out on my own. So I just kind of rested back on my background, which is systems. I mean, I grew up a systems guy. I was at McDonald's Corporation for 19 years. So I was like, I'm going to figure out how to do this, and I'm just going to systemize it. So we started doing that, and I was making some progress. That day, I adopted the motto of no sacrifice, no regrets. That literally became my motto in life, no sacrifice, no regrets. Mm-hmm. And I, you know that Tim McGraw song, Live Like You're Dying?
Yeah.
That became my theme song.
Yeah.
I listened to that song hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times.
Yeah.
I can't even count how many times I listened to that song, because I was that driven to figure out how to do this.
Yeah.
And so this started back in 2011. For about 4 to 5 years, I was making progress on every category of life, but I wasn't happy with the financial side of it. I had figured out some systems and stuff to put in place to balance my life and fix the marriage and fix the relationship with my parents. And by the way, thank God I did that, because my father just passed away in December. Actually, as I was giving him CPR, he passed away. And I remember, and it's still a little fresh, so I hope I don't get emotional, but I remember thinking that as I watched him pass right before my eyes, the very first thing that went through my mind was, thank God.
Yeah.
Thank God that I had taken the time to go back and repair that relationship, and develop that. So.
Yeah.
Sorry, it's still a little fresh.
It's huge, and it's like, and I think that everybody listening feels that, you know, like I feel that. I want a better relationship with my parents. I mean, like, we all could have better relationships, right? But we just oftentimes don't know how to get there.
Right. So then when I said, you know what, I'm doing well in everything, but I want to speed up this.
Yeah.
I need financial freedom. That's what I want. And so then I re-changed my motto to, it went from no sacrifice, no regrets, to thrive without sacrifice. Mm-hmm. And that's literally what I've been living behind the scenes since about 2016 is thrive without sacrifice. Mm-hmm. And that's what I live by today.
Yeah.
And then what I did at that time is I went back and looked, all right, so how was I getting success in the other areas of my life? What was I doing? And then because of the way my brain works and the analyzing it or whatever, I figured out that I was doing these six things. And when I did these six things in this order, I was able to accomplish the result I wanted. So I was like, you know what? I wonder if I just do these six things and I just speed up the process, I keep doing these six things, if that would work. So I test it, and it was just amazing the results I had from 2016 to 2020 in every area of my life and financially. I mean, we became financially free. So I fixed my, we renewed our vows. I mean, just, I was on top of the world because I figured out the six-step system. Then I was like, well, I wonder if this would work for others. So behind the scenes, I was testing parts of it with other people, you know, friends I would help with. And even at Think Realty, I introduced small parts of it last year, just small parts, because I was using it as a test to see the interaction and see if people would enjoy that. Well, now I finally got to the point where I'm ready. I've tested it. I know it works. I know from my personal life. So now I'm ready to share this with the world. This is my passion. I feel like this is what I was put here to do, to share this with everybody. And I call it the six steps to thrive. And it's how you can thrive without sacrifice. You can have financial freedom and you can have everything in life, and you don't have to get on the wheel and chase it for 27 years like I did. You can have it so much sooner than you think even possible.
I've watched it from, I mean, obviously we've been close friends as well as business, you know, associates and everything else. And even partners. I mean, you own a piece of one of the companies that I own, right? And so I've watched it, and as a testimony to what you have done, I can say I've seen you do this. This isn't like the guru that's out there telling you how to do it but hasn't actually lived it first. Like, I've watched it. I mean, how many times have I asked you, how in the world do you take a month off of your life and go on so many vacations? You know, it's like, how do you, you know, it's like, and how many times you give me advice on, like, you know, on date nights and making sure that you have your fantasy. Is it Fantasy Fridays?
Friday. Yeah, like
you,
Friday.
You know, like it's not as creepy as it sounds. Like it's actually just a good time.
Or it could be. Yeah.
But in the end, it's like I've watched you like live this, right? It's not like I've known you since 2016. I've known you since a lot earlier than that. But it's like I've watched you live this life. And so watching you kind of come out and help others. And I also know it's one of the biggest pain points. Like, the cool part about this is I know that the people listening, watching, feel the emotion of what you just said. They've been on the wheel. They're on the wheel.
Right.
I, to some degree, am on the wheel, right? Like, because achievements are the dopamine of the entrepreneur.
Absolutely.
Right? It's that, it's TikToks. It's like, it's the next video. It's the next video. It's like, for the entrepreneur, we just want the next deal, the next win, the next, you know, business, the next whatever it is.
And what makes that even more difficult, even for me today, is because that comes from our ego, right?
Sure.
It's our ego. 100%. So when you come to events, like I think Realty, or you go to masterminds, and you go to these and you hear what everybody else is doing, and you hear about these deals, and you hear they're on stage talking about it, and they're being recognized and rewarded for that, and then your ego wants to take over, and it's like, and I have to fight. It's like, oh, I could do that.
I could
totally kick his ass. I could do double the deals he does, and I know I could because of my background. But then afterwards, I have to go, no, that's my ego talking, and that's part of the systems that I have in place, is that you have to learn when to set that ego aside and get to what I call and honor your inner compass. That's what I call it. You got to honor your inner compass, which comes from your heart. So you have to get rid of your ego and get to the heart. It's like, that's not what I really want. What I really want is this. And I'm happy with this. I love my life. I have a lot of joy. I have a lot of fulfillment. And I can do what I want.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I'm super excited for that to come out. I know we're just about out of time. How can they find out more about it? I mean, if you haven't already followed Greg Slaughter, GregSlaughter.com and Greg Slaughter on social, I know they can get to, but is there something specific or a way to get to this program?
Well, you should be able to go to strivetothriveacademy.com if you want more information about the academy. Just in the last 48 hours, we had a problem with the domain name, so hopefully it's going to be fixed. But if you can't get it there for whatever reason, just go to GregSlaughter.com and you should be able to get there if you want more information on the academy. But now I'm on a mission to get this out to anybody and everybody that I possibly can.
That's awesome. Real quick before we jump off, what does that look like? Is it a ongoing educational product? Do you help people guide? Is there a way that you're going to guide them through this?
Okay, so basically it's a month, it's a year long, well, you can go as long as you want, but every single month there's one masterclass.
Got it.
Okay, so at the very beginning, everybody gets like the foundation, which is what the six steps, and it's strive to thrive. Right. Thrive is actually an acronym for the six steps.
Okay.
So they're gonna learn what the six steps are through the acronym. I'm actually gonna be introducing it for the first time to a large group, actually here at this event, at the Think Realty event.
Cool.
Is the first time we're gonna introduce all six steps in full. Okay. And then, so everybody will get that, and then every single month, there's a live masterclass, so I go on, and we'll either focus on a skill, a strategy, or a system for one area of life or business, and to that we can implement into our lives.
Awesome.
And then there'll also be, at least once a month, there'll be a live Q&A where everybody can jump on, where I just take answers, or we can dive deep into their own personal situation, and then everybody can see that as a group. There'll also be some additional live trainings and some additional recorded trainings throughout the year that I'm gonna be adding. So this is my passion, this is what I do.
I can't tell at
so
all.
I literally, this is all I'm gonna be doing, so I'm gonna be all in on this.
You don't seem excited, you don't seem passionate about this at all. That's awesome. Well, I'm so excited for you. Congratulations. Huge recommendation. Anybody, you know, watching, viewing, you need to really consider all the work that you're doing, and is it actually helping you achieve what you really want in life? And that's what he's talking about, is go back to that heart, go back to the true desires of why you started. Like, why are you chasing the deal? Are you chasing because you want more money? Are you chasing it because you want freedom? What is it? And Greg can help you do that.
And I know a lot of people are afraid to do that because they think they have to sacrifice their business and they have to sacrifice their financial success. When I say no sacrifice, that means you're not sacrificing your financial success either. You don't have to give that up.
It's awesome. Cool. Well, check Greg out, GregSlaughter.com, and make sure you go see what he has to offer there. Thanks so much again to our podcast sponsor, which is CV3. This episode's brought to you by CV3 Financial. When you're taking on a new real estate investment project, having a trusted lender is key. Count on CV3 for your fix, flip, rental, cash out, or rate and term refi needs. Visit CV3Financial.com/ThinkRealty. And we would love for you to go check out our sponsor, Super excited for the podcast today, all that Greg had to share. I know that this is going to hit home with you. It's going to be very valuable to you for you to take these steps. If you haven't already gone to the thinkreality.com website, make sure you go there. And we've got lots of opportunities there. One of them is our magazine. We want our magazine to come to your doorstep every single month. Make sure you go and subscribe. Also, make sure you're watching for our upcoming conferences. You can always look at our events page and make sure you're signing up for our conferences. Come join us. Just a quick secret, every time we put out a conference, we always use the keyword podcast to give you a buy one, get one free. So whatever upcoming conference you have, use the word podcast, you'll get a buy one, get one free, and we'll see you next time.